With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Rick Neuheisel, college football analyst, former UCLA, Colorado, Washington head coach, joins us on the program. We have Brian Kelly next hour. You get one question for Brian Kelly. What would you ask him?
How much does he like gumbo?
Okay.
This is a monster hire, and good for Brian. He's so deserving of it.
Okay, how do you do this in a tactful way, leaving Notre Dame to take a job like this? And everybody, from what I'm told behind the scenes at Notre Dame, was shocked. So how do you do it in a classy way?
Well, from behind the scenes, what I'm being told is that he and Jack Swarbrick were at odds in terms of upgrades to the Notre Dame program.
Wait a minute, hold on, Rick. I got a bad connection there. We'll see if we can reconnect there. Yeah, we'll give him a minute there. McLovin, what are we going to go with here?
We started out with, do you think the current college football Final Four will stick?
Okay.
78% say no, so I have to ask what team drops out.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Why do you think people are so bothered by Brian Kelly flying back, doing a quick goodbye to his players, and then going back to work for LSU, his new employer? Isn't that the nature of the beast?
Well, your team is hanging around with the possibility going into the... If Notre Dame was undefeated... And let's say that they were 3 in the country. Would Brian Kelly be leaving? Like, that's what I'm curious about. It feels like Notre Dame is waiting for Luke Fickell's season to end at Cincinnati, not making him leave right now. And even though this is really important with recruiting, but it feels like Notre Dame might be waiting for Luke Fickell to coach as long as he coaches at Cincinnati. Let me bring back Coach Neuheisel. All right, so you're saying that Brian Kelly probably didn't have a good relationship with the athletic director. Let me see. Can you hear me, Rick?
I got you, DP.
Okay. So what were you saying about Brian Kelly and Jack Swarbrick?
Well, the word on the street is, and I don't have confirmation from Brian on this, that they were at odds in terms of upgrades for the program to take it to the next level. And obviously, Brian's hearing from an agent that there's this great, desire for him elsewhere. And you can't blame a guy for going for a $95 million deal and a chance to recruit the defensive lineman that you can get at LSU, which was exactly the reason Nick Saban left Michigan State for LSU.
Okay, explain Notre Dame in trying to get certain players. How difficult is it, you know, the limitations of trying to get players into Notre Dame?
You're not in charge of two things at Notre Dame, whereas in a lot of these schools, you can get anybody in. So you're not in charge of admissions. So there's going to be a ceiling as to what you can do in terms of getting kids into school. And you're not in charge of discipline. You're going to, I mean, how many times have we seen Notre Dame with the honor code kids not being able to play? Nick Saban puts them in a ride along with the local security and they're back on the field. So you're not in charge of those things. And those might seem like little things, but those are game changers when you're trying to, you know, play for the big prizes.
How does it work behind the scenes that you could put a deal together and it feels like it's a 24-hour period? How did you do it or your agent do it? So you can stay clean because you can say, I didn't speak to anybody, but your agent certainly did.
Yeah. Well, those conversations obviously are going on, and you just make sure that your agent understands you don't want to be bothered until it's the appropriate time. What I would say, though, Dan, is we need to move the appropriate time at least a week later. And the reason we can't is because of this December signing date. I would push all my fellow coaches, or what used to be my fellow coaches, towards going back to a February signing date. Stop this nonsense, because the transfer portal is going crazy. You're going to end up choosing from that buffet line first anyway. And let this coaching carousel wait till after this weekend, after we've made the determinations as to who's in the playoff. To hear Gary Barta last night say that the committee may weigh in, that Brian Kelly's absence could have a factor in whether or not Notre Dame should be in the college football playoff, that's nonsense.
Yeah.
And we're doing it to ourselves. Coaches just need to wait one more week for all this carousel to begin. And if we'll move recruiting back to where it belongs, we can get that accomplished.
Yeah, I said the same thing about 15 minutes ago. That, let's say Nick Saban was sick and couldn't be in a playoff game, or would they hold it against Nick Saban? The fact that Notre Dame got this far and Brian Kelly's not coaching, why am I penalizing Notre Dame again for Brian Kelly taking the LSU job? I think that that's embarrassing that the committee is going to use that.
It's unfathomable to me. I can't understand it. And if I were a Notre Dame player, I would be absolutely irate. I mean, they're sitting there in the six hole. It doesn't take a lot of imagination nor a lot of, you know, chaos this weekend to get Notre Dame into the top four. And, you know, you can argue about their strength of schedule and such, but you can't sit there and say, well, their head coach is gone.
Yeah.
That to me is ridiculous. You wouldn't say it if their left guard was gone. So you shouldn't say it because their head coach is gone.
Better job, Notre Dame, USC, LSU.
I've always said, and you'll know I'm a West Coast honk, that the SC job is as good a job as there is in college football. It sits right in the middle of Southern California, which is laden with talent. Unfortunately, much of that talent for the Pac-12 has been leaving, right? The two quarterbacks that were on top of the Heisman race, CJ Stroud at Ohio State and Bryce Young at Alabama, are both Southern California kids. I mean, that's where they're from. And Lincoln Riley coming to SC is the best news for not only SC, it's the best news for the Pac-12 and certainly George Kliavkoff as he starts to negotiate the next TV deal.
Then would you have LSU over Notre Dame? Is LSU a better job than Notre Dame?
Listen, Notre Dame has the most mystique of any of the teams in college football. And for that reason, it's kind of like a rock band when they come to your town. Everybody wants to go and see. And that makes it exciting. It's why they stay as competitive as they do, because for a lot of kids, that's an exciting deal. But LSU every year is going to get the best from the state of Louisiana. They're the only Power 5 school in that state. And that is an unbelievable region for great college football talent, in particular defensive front guys. And those guys are the gold bullion of college football.
Yeah, it sounds strange for somebody like us, you know, our age, to say that LSU is a better job than Notre Dame. But the reality is LSU is a better job than Notre Dame.
And then it begs the question, and this had to factor in Lincoln Riley's, you know, as he mashed this all up, what is the SEC going to be now that you're adding Texas, you're adding Oklahoma, 16 teams, there's probably going to be 4-team pods. LSU, if I'm just doing my own pods divvy up, LSU is going to be with A&M, probably the two Tennessee schools. So you're sitting there going, that's not a bad gig. You're going to have to play Alabama every other year, but not every year. So maybe not as good. But that Oklahoma gig for Lincoln Riley to be in the SEC recruiting against all those guys, or being in the West Coast and being the big fish in the pond like he is currently in the Big 12, adding $110 million to that package makes that pretty attractive.
What do you do if you're Luke Fickle at Cincinnati?
Well, he's got to be the favorite to get the Notre Dame job. I had it on pretty good authority that he was very close to the SC situation, but waiting to see what happened at Notre Dame. The question is, was Marcus Freeman going to leap in front of him and take that job? Remember, Brian Kelly pointed out that Marcus Freeman was a head coach in waiting, whether it was at Notre Dame or somewhere else. And it's interesting, Dan, that Jack Swarbrick saying, may not name an interim. I think he would do that because he wants Luke Fickle rather than putting Marcus Freeman in as the interim and having the kids all respond to him, as I think we all know that they would.
Yeah, he's the defensive coordinator at Notre Dame. I wondered about this prior to the Michigan-Ohio State game. If Jim Harbaugh had lost last week, could you have seen a scenario where maybe he looked at it and said, I've gone as far as I can go here, and maybe I go back to the NFL?
I don't think so. Okay. I think Jim Harbaugh is a throwback, and it's not just because of the glasses he wears. I think he was going to ascend Mount Everest until he got to the top and got to summit and plant a flag. And, you know, as much as I've had difficulty with Jim in the past, it was actually fun to see him get that done. That was as collegiate a scene as I can remember, with all that maze on that sideline in the aftermath of that win. And Aiden Hutchinson talking the way he did about what it meant is everything you love about college football.
How tense did it get between you and Jim Harbaugh?
Oh, well, in the aftermath of that game where they beat us 17-9, and I'm driving down the field and just don't get it in. And so I go over to shake his hand, and he slaps my hand and says, what do you think about that, Ricky? Then it got tense.
If it was go time, how would it have played out, Rick?
Well, I probably would have lost, but I would have been in such a furor, I would have just gone for it. I mean, he's a little bigger than I am, but you know what? I just remember the shock that came over me. And then you remember he did the same thing to Schwartz when he was in the NFL and Schwartz was with the Lions. And I was literally watching film that day after our Saturday game. And I said, he did it again. And everybody's wondering what the heck is going on. And I said, and Schwartz is going after him. And I'm sitting there, you know, kind of mad at myself that I didn't do the same. But no, I liken him. If he's on your team, you absolutely love him. And if he's not, you want the next shot at him.
But he called out Ryan Day after the win over Ohio State. He was like, hey, some guys wake up on third base and want to tell you that they hit a triple. And I'm like, wow.
I'm not into the pop culture and all this stuff, but he is the ultimate troller. Ultimate troller.
Great to talk to you again, as always, Rick. Thank you, buddy.
Happy holidays, my friend. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
He is Brian Kelly, the LSU head coach, joining us on the program. Good morning, Coach. Congratulations. How do you feel?
I'm a little tired right now, but I've got chicory in my coffee down here in Louisiana, and it tastes really good.
Well, you got a lot to get used to down there, food-wise. And you're not a po' boy after the contract details were released there. So congratulations on that. What does LSU give you that Notre Dame could not give you anymore?
Well, I don't know if it wasn't – it really didn't have anything to do with what Notre Dame couldn't give me as much as another opportunity, another challenge to come down in the SEC, you know, to play in – you know, obviously, arguably the best conference in the country, and the resources here are incredible. So, you know, I just think another opportunity, one where you're going to be challenged week in and week out amongst the best. And I was at that time in my career that I was looking for that new challenge, Dan. And I'm really excited. My family's excited. We haven't been in this part of the country, and we're looking forward to it. Our first day in Louisiana was yesterday, and it's pretty exciting.
When did you start looking for that next challenge?
I don't think you're so focused on your team, you know, that my focus was on my guys at Notre Dame. So I don't know that there was ever a, you know, wandering eye at all. But, you know, we're curious. We're coaches, right? We're always looking for, you know, that that next challenge. And, you know, when the season was over and things started to move quickly, this opportunity presented itself. And that's why we're here where we are right now.
All right. Help me out with this, just understanding that, you know, there's recruiting limitations with Notre Dame. admissions, you know, school discipline, those kind of things. Rick Neuheisel was with us last hour, and he said, you know, those are hurdles at Notre Dame. With LSU, you don't have those hurdles. How important is that, that you can go after players and not sit there and wait to see if somebody's going to go, we'll give you the green light to get somebody in?
Well, I think each school has distinctions, right? I mean, the distinctions at Notre Dame are real, and they are incredible. But I think that LSU has distinctions as well in terms of its geographical base, its ability to recruit, you know, the state of Louisiana. As I mentioned to you before, the facilities here for football. And, you know, I don't think it's that, you know, one's, you know, the negative over the positive as much as, you know, we did quite well, obviously, at Notre Dame, you know, given who Notre Dame is and the distinctions Notre Dame had. We had five consecutive 10-plus winning seasons. Only Alabama and Notre Dame did that. And so those distinctions were still ones that were easily accomplished. That team is so good. I believe that they can be in the college football playoffs three out of the last 4 years. Here at LSU, you've got other distinctions, and I mentioned them: geographics, facilities, incredible fan base, national championship just a couple years ago. So all those things are real here too as well.
Is there a tactful way to say goodbye?
Never. It's always difficult because of, you know, things get leaked and they get out to the media before you can actually get in front of your guys. I did the best I could. I was on the road recruiting, and things got, you know, out to the media before. But I was able to send a note to my guys and then get in front of them yesterday at 7 a.m. and tell them I love them. I love my guys, and they know I love them. And I think they're one of the best four teams in the country. And they deserve to play in the college football playoffs.
Yeah, I wondered how important it was to be the all-time leader in victories at Notre Dame, which you did this season. And then at age 60, you know, you might look around and go, I've left Notre Dame in good hands, you know, 12 years in where we are and who we are and what we are, that I can be selfish and do something for myself. How accurate is that?
Well, I can tell you that the charge that I had was to modernize Notre Dame football, bring it back to relevance and consistency as one of the top programs in the country. And we check all those boxes. I was never going to Notre Dame to be the all-time winningest coach. That kind of happened along the way. You know, our process was about, you know, graduating champions, and we did that. And, you know, the outcomes were what they were. But that was never my intent. It was to modernize college, the football program, which we did with infrastructure and improvements. It was certainly about consistency in performance and graduating, you know, our football players. And all of those things were accomplished. And you know, I didn't just wake up one day and say, oh, I've done all this and kind of, you know, said, all right, it's time to move on. But I saw this as an incredible opportunity and excited about the next chapter.
He's LSU head coach Brian Kelly. When's the first time LSU reached out to your representatives?
You know, my agent handles all that stuff, and so I couldn't tell you exactly, Dan, because he doesn't keep me in the loop on all these things. I think he kind of calls me when he thinks the time is right. So it was after, you know, obviously our last game, and we struck a deal pretty quickly.
Did USC reach out at any point?
You know, I think there was a lot of interest from other schools, but again, you know, I think that for me, you know, it was, let's get through the season. And once we did, we kind of measured what was the best situation for me.
If you were ranked third right now, Coach, would you still be in Louisiana?
Oh, I don't know, Dan. You know, those are tough questions, you know. I mean, I'm a pretty honest guy and would tell you, but those are so hard to, you know, to answer relative to what I've had done something different in that situation. And I really couldn't tell you, to be honest with you, because it's not the case. But I really couldn't answer that question.
What's the status of your assistant coaches at Notre Dame?
Yeah, you know, so, you know, we're going to hire the best coaches, right? You know, I had great coaches at Notre Dame. We can hire great coaches here at LSU. So, you know, they're employed right now at Notre Dame. And, you know, certainly we have to be sensitive to that fact. Are there guys that would I love to have some of those guys join me here? Absolutely. But we have to go through the right process. And, you know, that's going to be a fluid situation.
Is that part of your exit with Notre Dame that you can't poach your assistant coaches?
No.
Okay.
I mean, at the end of the day, you're not going to do something that is morally or ethically, you know, not sound. And you're going to work with the university that you just left. But like I said, there's good coaches here that I want to talk to. There's certainly great coaches that I work with at Notre Dame, but we're going to do it the right way.
What happens to all your Notre Dame gear?
I was going to send some of it to you.
I'd like that.
But I've slimmed down a little, but you're so skinny. I don't know. You probably need a medium, right?
Well, I got Fritzy, and Fritzy, I'm sure, will be able to fit into.
He can take some of my XLs.
Yeah. Now, do you just leave everything? Did you take any Notre Dame gear?
We haven't gotten a chance to do that yet. This has been kind of a whirlwind kind of deal. So we haven't really gotten a chance to even get back to the, you know, the packing of my Dan Patrick trophy. I haven't got that packed yet.
Okay. Were you building a house? What happens now? Were you building a house on campus?
I built it. Yeah, it's built. It's done. Oh, are you interested?
Does that go to Luke Fickell when he comes in?
If he opens up his pocketbook, I heard he's got to pay. You know, that Midwestern money, they got to spend.
Are you in a hotel in Louisiana?
Yeah, I'm on campus hotel, and great accommodations and plenty of Zippo potato chips.
What is the most surreal moment of the last 72 hours?
I just think the whole thing, you know, from getting off a flight yesterday at 5:30 a.m. from the West Coast, talking to the team, getting back on the flight, talking to the team, it's just the continuation of closure to starting anew. It's just like one continuous moment in time, and you just don't have a chance to take a breath.
Okay, wait a minute. You're recruiting in LA yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, how does that work that you're recruiting, and then do you get on the plane and find out that you're taking over LA? Yes?
Yes. Yeah, this is crazy.
So you're recruiting as Notre Dame's head coach, get on a plane, en route back to South Bend, you find out that this deal has been solidified.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
True story.
Who was on the plane with you?
My attorney.
That's smart. That's smart. Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and two pilots.
That would be the heads up, though. If your attorney is on the flight, coach, that's not your normal recruiting trip.
No, I know, but we picked him up at the airport because it already was starting to leak out.
Oh, God. So you land, and all of a sudden, you're no longer Notre Dame's head coach, and now you have...
I had resigned.
Oh, my God. And then, what, an hour and a half later, you get your kids together?
Yes. Yeah, we had sent out a text before we left Orange County, and then... let them know that we would have a 7 a.m. team meeting.
Did you follow up with the recruits to say, hey, if you're not interested in Notre Dame, you can join me in LSU?
Of course not, Dan. Of course not. What is this? I'm talking to Judge Judy now.
I would do that. Hey, wait, I mean, that's are you not, kidding me? That's Lincoln that's, Riley's bringing players who decommitted to Oklahoma.
Well, Lincoln can do what Lincoln wants to do. Brian Kelly's going to do what he does.
All right. What's planned for the rest of the day?
We're going to do some photo shoots with the family. I'm going to try to find some temporary housing. And then I'm going to meet with a number of smaller media types, not the power brokers like you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, congratulations. And we'll stay in touch.
All right. Great talking to you, as always.
That's Brian Kelly, former Notre Dame head coach. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Matt Leinart, analyst for Fox Big Noon Kickoff, of course, the Heisman Trophy winner. He's part of Fox's on-site pregame show in Indy, Iowa and Michigan on Saturday night, and that'll be for the Big Ten Championship. Matt, how are you? Not a lot to talk about in the world of college football, huh?
Dan, first of all, I'm doing good. And did I just walk into you not liking fireball shots? Is that what I heard?
Yes, you did. I'm going to.
Well, I mean, let's have a drink. We'll take a few of those down. I'm a big fireball guy.
Yeah, but see, I would just rather do, you know, whiskey or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not mad at you, but yeah, I mean, how about this week? I mean, I don't think we've ever seen a week like this in college football with just obviously the amount of money that's being shelled out for these coaches, just the big jobs, the big coaches. Obviously, I'm ecstatic, which I know we're going to talk about, but and then just, you know, championship Saturday, championship weekend. I mean, there's some big games and. Still a lot of, you know, a handful of scenarios to see who gets into the top four. So, yeah, it's been a wild year in college football. It's been a great year in college football. You know, we've been on the road almost every week, which has been a lot of fun. And, again, but real quick, before we get into this, I'm a little jealous because every week I see my buddy BQ on with you, Brady.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I just give me a little more love, DP. If you want me to get on more, you know, I got to watch my Notre Dame guy.
I've been calling. We've been calling. We've asked
And my buddy McLovin is there. Shout out to McLovin.
What's up, Matt? Matt and I would do fireball shots together, Dan.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, you know, Brady is a little too pretty for this show, so you're more of a man's man. But, you know, we've reached out.
Appreciate it.
And they say, nope, he's not available. He's not available. Yeah,
I need to talk to somebody then.
All right. Yeah. And look, I'll blow right by Brady Quinn. I mean, he never won a Heisman.
Oh, I appreciate that, man.
All right. If I told you a week ago USC was hiring Lincoln Riley, Notre Dame was going to lose Brian Kelly to LSU, and Michigan was going to beat Ohio State, which one would you have said that ain't happening?
Probably Lincoln Riley to USC. I mean, that was
really.
And again, I'm more, you know, obviously a little more invested in that. And I didn't see any of them happening. The only one, to be honest with you, that I thought had a shot was Michigan. Now I picked Ohio State, and I thought they were going to win. But that, you know, this team, and obviously now talking about in hindsight, this team is just different than it's been in the past, and they went out and proved that. But the one that shocked me the most was my alma mater, and it shocked me in a great way, obviously. But you know, that weekend, I was hearing a lot of chatter about potentially Matt Campbell.
Yeah.
And I was getting ready, you know, kind of just to, all right, get on board. He's a really good football coach. Be happy with him. But then I get a text on Sunday from my buddy Bruce Feldman, who I know you know well, and. He says Lincoln Riley, and I said, "Holy hell, are you kidding me?" And I had talked to a few people prior the weeks up to saying that the only job that he would potentially take was USC, but I was like, "There's no way." I mean, you know. And then all of a sudden it happened, and I couldn't be. I mean, gosh, Dan, it's that's what SC needs. They needed that splash. They needed someone who. Can change the culture there, can, you know, it's a home run hire in every sense of the word. USC is relevant immediately. He's already flipping a ton of recruits. I was just looking at some of these recruits this morning. He's already getting some guys that were interested in Ohio State. Now they want to go to USC. Like he's hitting the ground running, and I couldn't be more happy, you know, to be a Trojan and that he's the next head coach there.
It's never a done in a delicate way. It's hard to do that. It feels like there's outrage nationally that Brian Kelly left Notre Dame. There's not outrage for Lincoln Riley leaving Oklahoma, but because Notre Dame's polarizing, is there a tactful way for a coach to leave? If you were a player and you played for Notre Dame and Brian Kelly comes back from a recruiting trip and says, guys, gather at 7 a.m., I'm taking the LSU job. How would you feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because the one thing with Notre Dame is I mean, they're still a very realistic path. They get into the playoff. I mean, can you imagine they get into the playoff and the narrative around that without Brian Kelly? I mean, it's so that's the weird thing about that. It's just like these players are right there in a position, either going to a New Year's Six Bowl or a realistic shot. Not a lot has to happen for them to sneak into the top four. And then all of a sudden, your coach is taking a job, and 3 hours later, he's saying bye in 2 minutes, and he's out. And then, obviously, you know, the story out there of going out recruiting, and then that news kind of breaking right after that, and his whole staff is out recruiting. So, is there a tactful way? You know, I'm sure he could have probably handled it a little bit better, but in this day and age with the, you know, the early signing period and the amount of money that is just being, I mean, it's $100 million. And you look at LSU and I, by the way, Brian Kelly is a damn good football coach. He's one of the best in the business. But you look at the position, you know, the situation at LSU, the way they can recruit there. They won a title just a couple of years ago, and then you dangle out nine figures or whatever it is, 10 figure, whatever it is, nine figures. And it's hard to pass up. So, yeah, look, I think it's part of the business. It's unfortunate, and it's the way – I mean, Lincoln, their season was done. They did it right after, but even that happened within hours, you know, and all of a sudden these players are like, hey, wait, what about me? Like, what happened here? So,
do you think Brian Kelly would have left if Notre Dame was ranked third?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. Yeah, I do. I think he saw the money. I think he, you know, obviously from talking to a few people and just reading the stories out there, obviously there's some things that, you know, maybe he wanted there that didn't happen over time. Then again, you know, he did hit the ceiling there. I mean, he got them to the playoffs multiple times. It's just there's a gap between Notre Dame and Alabama's and Ohio State's and Clemson's of the world. And, you know, I think he took them as far as he could possibly take them. And then you look at a job like LSU with the talent that's available, even the talent on that roster. I mean, it's still a very talented roster. You know, there's an opportunity for him to win a national championship there. But, yeah, it's kind of the way the whole college football is set up with, you know, the early signing period and these coaches jumping. I mean, Lincoln Riley was introduced Monday, which I was at the press conference. That night, he's out recruiting already down in Orange County in Southern California. I mean, that's how fast this is happening. There's no time to look in the mirror. So, but unfortunately, Dan, as you said, you know, the players are the one that suffer from that.
Did Notre Dame recruit you?
They did not. They did not recruit me. I think at the time they were – I believe it was Ty Willingham. They had a lot more of the, you know, they had quarterbacks that can move, and that's not me. I think they had Carlisle Holiday. I remember if Carlisle Holiday was a good player for them. Actually, my teammate in Arizona, he ended up playing receiver for us in the league, but I don't think I was a good enough athlete for them at the time.
McLovin said you didn't have the academics to get in, Matt.
And that's probably true as well. Listen, I was a soc major at USC, and I took ballroom dancing my last year. So
I remember people gave you so much grief for that. I remember having you on talking to you about that.
But here's the thing: people need to realize I'd already graduated. I had to take two units just to be eligible for my senior year. So how about this? My whole senior year, which was just incredible. And again, I came back because I wanted to be at USC and all of those things. I took two units because I had already graduated. So people are up and over. I'm like, it was either that or an art class. I'm like, all right, I'll take ballroom dancing. This could be fun. It was Tuesday nights, once a week during the fall. So my schedule was just all football, one night a week. Actually, you know who I took that class with? Mark Sanchez was in that class. And Mark Sanchez was a true freshman, so he took it, I think, as an elective or whatever at the time.
And nobody ripped Mark Sanchez for taking ballroom dancing.
No. Yeah, no, man. It's all right. I think I got an A- in the class, too, so, you know.
And you probably a good place to meet women.
Yeah, you know, I don't remember, to be honest with you. I'm not sure. I don't even know how many people were in that class, but Yeah, I mean, listen, I didn't take a lot of that with me post USC. You know, I couldn't do the two step right now, or the box step, if you ask me to.
Ooh. Before I say goodbye, how does Iowa beat Michigan in this game this Saturday night on Fox?
Yeah, look, it's not a trap game. I mean, this is a conference championship game. Iowa's a really good football team, but one of the interesting things, the way Iowa's built and the way they've won this year is takeaways on defense. And again, that's a very common thing. You know, hey, if you get turnovers, all that, you're going to win a lot of games. But the way it is for them is 30% of Iowa's scoring has come off of takeaways. Iowa, and I'm sure you know, this is just, they're not built to go 80, 90-yard drives. It's not the type of offense they have. They have fed off of their defense being outstanding at creating turnovers because it gives them short fields, and that's how they've operated. And that's how they've won a lot of games. The two losses this year, they had one takeaway. So if Michigan just protects the ball, which they've done all season long, it's going to be very challenging for Iowa to just drive and score enough points. That's just not how they're built. So that's just something to keep an eye on in this game is when Iowa is opportunistic on defense, which they are a very good defense otherwise, then they're going to have a shot to win this game. But look, I think Michigan is legit. They're very, very good. They have their identity. They got those bad boys up front on defense. Hutchinson and Ajabo, who are very good players, first round guys. Haskins is a stud. It's going to be tough for Iowa, but you never, Kirk Ferentz and the job he does and that team, you can just never count those guys out. So it could be a low scoring fist fight, but it'll be a good game.
Safe travels, Matt. Great to have you on again, and thanks for joining us.
Dan, thanks for having me, buddy.
That's Matt Leiner, analyst for Fox Big Noon Kickoff. Yeah, we'll kick Brady Quinn at the curb. I mean, he doesn't have a Heisman. I mean, I won't say that to Brady on Friday. I'll say, man, good to have you. We got tired of Matt Leiner. We had him on Wednesday.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.